Warehouse metrics, the criteria that a warehouse chooses to measure, must be relevant to the way the warehouse and the entire business defines its success. In other words, they must focus on the warehouse's value drivers. In a traditional warehouse, the way space is used to produce income will be highly relevant. In a temperature-controlled warehouse, energy consumption will be a primary concern because it will drive warehouse costs. In a fulfillment operation, criteria related to service level will probably be more important. Consistently high levels of accurate, complete orders shipped quickly. Metrics must also be chosen carefully to ensure that they actually work together to promote the desired behaviors rather than creating conflicting incentives. For example, placing a heavy emphasis on throughput may negatively affect other metrics, for example, accuracy of stock location. The relative importance of metrics must also be communicated to workers. Increasing the speed of processes should not decrease safety. Maintaining a clean warehouse should not detract markedly from labor utilization measures. Warehouse metrics generally focus on cost, throughput, delivery quality, productivity, efficiency, capacity, safety, compliance, and targets aligned with business and warehouse strategies. SCORE-DS metrics discussed elsewhere can be used to ensure comprehensive coverage. Important SCORE-DS metrics for warehouses include customer order fulfillment cycle time plus its subsets. Customer order fulfillment process time, for example, the value-added time, and customer order fulfillment dwell time, for example, the non-value-added time. Quality metrics are considered customer-facing measures. They assess issues that affect customers and, for some warehouse facilities, consumer expectations. Many quality metrics have implications for efficiency. For example, inaccurate or incomplete orders may require reprocessing, which consumes additional resources without generating additional revenue. Exhibit 4-42 summarizes some common warehouse metrics. These items reflect factors that should be monitored so that emerging issues can be identified quickly, investigated thoroughly, and corrected. For example, increases in sickness rates may be caused by uncontrollable issues, for example, a bad flu season, but investigation may reveal patterns of respiratory conditions that point to faulty air quality systems. Root cause analysis techniques can be applied to determine why, for example, damage to stored goods is occurring or why capacity utilization has declined. Organizations should select the specific metrics that they believe are beneficial. Not all of the metrics listed below will be used in any specific circumstance. Many metrics can be obtained through the warehouse management system, which captures data that can be used to analyze resource efficiency and utilization. When outsourcing warehouse operations to an external partner like a 3PL, it is particularly important that contractually agreed upon key performance indicators are carefully monitored. When performance and service levels fail to meet the standards specified in the contractual agreement, additional actions and service level agreements, SLAs, may be required to address the performance issues. Failure to do so may result in the erosion of the relationship between the two parties, potentially resulting in the contract being canceled or not being renewed.